Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another edition of Inside You of Bill and the... Oh, I fucked up. Welcome to another edition of Inside You with Bill and the Raptor. I'm Bill.
Raptor.
Having a bad day, guys. Just bear with me. I'm not on the influence of any alcohol. This is actually just H2O water.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had alcohol in a while either.
I've been drinking water to cleanse out my shit.
Okay.
Maybe I feel a little bit better. So that's just... I feel like crap. And dried green tea. Afraid I lost my taste for the green tea. So, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, we're back in the same room.
Yes, we are.
Fucking yay. Reunited, and it's underwhelming, but still, I mean, listen.
It's so weird, like, because, I mean, like, I came over last week.
Yeah.
Like, which was, like, just gonna talk.
Mm-hmm. Which, I gotta say, was nice.
Yeah.
I don't mean to get sappy, but...
It was.
We haven't really spent any considerable amount of time together in quite a minute.
But, even talking with the woman, she's like, you know, this is going to be, like, the first podcast you recorded in a while.
I know.
I'm not going to be there.
I shaved my legs for you.
So did I.
I didn't, though. I am peeling on my legs, though, so I guess that's something.
I did shave my legs for you.
My tan is fading, so, I mean,
I got farmer's tan. I'm white.
I shouldn't have a tan, but what happened was I burned quite painfully, and then it formed a tan, and now I'm peeling. Stacy thought I had, like, cocaine in my leg here for something. She's like, what is that? I'm like, I'm peeling. And she's like, oh, I thought there was something. I was like, just, this is where I hide the coke.
Yep.
Right, and all the leg hair.
It's the best place to hide it.
It's the best place to hide it. So, I posted something on Instagram about taking down our website.
Yes.
We didn't do that yet.
We did not.
But we're going to.
Yes.
We're in the cusps of pre-planning stuff. So, while we have this opportunity and we're in the same room together, let's put some wheels in motion. You guys, people who listen and don't interact with us because either...
Why would you?
Well, one, why would you? And two... That it's for the best.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not an angry drunk. I'm more of a lovable drunk, so I'm just... But Raptor will tear your ass apart.
Right?
She'll throw virtual virtual palms.
I will. That's all right.
Do you think the Christians do that? Virtual palms on Palm Sunday?
I don't know.
No? I'm going to have to edit that out.
No, we didn't.
No, I don't fuck. No.
No fucks given. We can.
Hashtag atheist life. if it sounds like we're if we sound different, we're rolling old school right now. So in the thrusts of planning and pre-production and stuff, so I'm completely gutting the office and the basement to turning it into an actual half office, half shooting space. So we are actually in my living room now. I hoofed the I boofed the computer upstairs, and we're recording on one of our first microphones that we ever used.
Yeah.
So we have had some feedback in the past about the way our podcast has sounded, and I think we've got considerably better thanks actually to viewers like you from and PBS viewers, you viewers like you, listeners like you. So we actually appreciate that. On that note, due to some sponsorship funds and from listeners and things like that, we've been able to purchase some stuff for what we're planning. So Raptor, tell them what we're doing.
We are
lay it on him, Raptor. Don't hurt him. Please hammer.
Fuck you.
Dude, yo, do you understand how big MC Hammer was when we were kids?
Yes, I know.
He had his own cartoon.
I know.
The Hammer Man.
I know.
And I watched every episode.
Of course you did.
And it was terrible.
Of course it was.
Just like fucking Mike Tyson had his own show that just got canceled. What was it? Something Adventure...
I have no idea.
The Mike Tyson Lisp Hour or something.
Listen, kids, every Friday... Every Friday we gonna...
I have no idea. I don't have a good Mike Tyson, but tell him what we're doing. Don't hurt him.
We, Fuck, I miss this.
Oh, yeah. So much. COVID can't keep our asses down.
No. We putting stuff in motion that we've talked about before.
Yes.
Actually, with the YouTube series.
Well, one of the YouTube series.
Of sorts.
We had planned two.
Yes.
And I released the intro for one.
Yeah.
And the problem with that one was that... we like alcohol better.
Yeah, we do.
Well, okay, silent film and alcohol kind of... It's an equal love.
Yes.
It's an equal opportunity employer. So, but... I'm sorry, I cut you off. Continue.
We're gonna make drinks.
We're gonna make drinks. So we
That's pretty much what we're doing. We're gonna make drinks.
Copyright Bill and Raptor Gold Star Media, no one steal this. I have some time tomorrow, so I'm going to make an Instagram and Facebook page for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to start a YouTube show called Spilt Liquor. Now we have announced that before, but now we're actually gonna do it.
Yes.
So we did purchase some stuff, made a liquor store run. Not that we didn't have alcohol, because I got alcohol.
So do I.
Raptor got that alcohol.
I got a box.
And
I got shit for getting a box.
Yeah. So, basically what it is it's going to be Spilt Liquor, subtitle, Cocktails on a Budget. Now, look, the impetus, is that the right word?
I have no idea.
Pompetus of love? Steve Miller Band? Yeah. Thank you. The crux, there it is. The crux of this, ooh, you see the spike when I snapped?
Yep.
Fucking... We're also our monitor right now for the computer is my 55-inch TV in the living room, so it's super weird.
Yeah, it is.
But so the crux of this is, so I've been watching, and actually I've told you this, I've been watching cocktail videos on YouTube, and we have a Roku TV in our bedroom, and I have cocktail channels for Roku, and I keep seeing thousands of cocktails made by douchebags who, like, okay, let me pitch this question to you. When you shake a cocktail, you beat the shit out of it, or you shake it gently?
You shake it gently.
Fucking A. I saw a guy on YouTube who shall remain nameless, because, well, I can't remember his name. I don't care to. But every time he mixed a cocktail, he beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
You can bruise a cocktail. You understand that, right? Now, I don't know that much about mixology. Raptor has a mixology degree, am I right?
Yep.
Preach, Raptor. So, don't hurt him. But, you can bruise a cocktail. Like, if you're mixing up a fucking high-end cosmopolitan, you can bruise that shit, and it's gonna taste like crap.
Yeah.
So, you don't... So, okay, so that settles that. You don't have the... Sometimes the difference between bottom shelf and top shelf is branding.
Yes.
You don't need to spend ducats. I learned that word today.
Ooh.
Ducats. No, actually, I learned that in Clerks 2. This is Lance Dowds, founder of madducats.com. Remember? It's Jason Lee. So, you don't need to spend oodles of money on a cocktail. Now, sometimes it's very nice to have a very well-made cocktail, and okay.
But, you can make a good cocktail with cheaper liquor.
Exactly. Like, okay, My man Stanley Tucci, the Tooch.
Yes.
We love Stanley Tucci on this podcast. Yes, we do. I saw him on Facebook making a Negroni. I've had a Negroni before.
I've
never had a bad Negroni. But, sweet vermouth, different brands, different prices.
Yes.
You can get a good one, you can get a bad one. You can improve a bad cocktail with just a little bit of ingenuity. Be intuitive. That's all you gotta do. So, like, Raptor, what's your favorite cocktail?
My go-to is normally, I either do vodka cranberry.
Okay, true.
Wait,
put a pin in that. That place we went for training at work, they made a wicked vodka and cranberry.
Yes, they did.
And I can't remember if they asked you what kind of vodka you liked. By the way, respect to any bartender who, like, if you, okay, vodka tonic, okay, you ask what kind of vodka I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, there is a difference between top shelf and bottom shelf.
But there are, say, like, if you just go in and say, I want a vodka cranberry, or whatever, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be well vodka.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. Well drinks are not bad. The vodka I drink...
For those who don't know what that means, well vodka.
Well bottom vodka, shelf? Yeah, I mean, not, it's not bottom shelf.
Hold on. Burnett's. Vladimir? Certainly not Stolichnaya.
No, I'm not Stoli.
Certainly not my favorite vodka on the planet. Raptor, hold me. Grey Goose.
No.
Fuck, I love Grey Goose vodka so much.
Goose is not well Goose. Vodka.
Ducky.
What well vodka, like, well drinks are, behind the bar, all the top shelf stuff you'll see above the bar.
Right.
All your well stuff is, like, one of my favorite vodkas is... Shit, why am I blanking? Nikolai.
I like Nikolai. You brought a fucking bottle of Nikolai for Christmas the 1 year. That's good stuff.
Nikolai is considered well vodka.
Okay.
There's like just like this little shelf underneath, like kind of behind the bar that you don't see.
It's what they keep near the speed gun.
Yes.
Got you.
So, like, you go in, you order...
We need a speed gun.
Yeah.
We don't. Do we?
Yes,
we do.
No, we don't.
We do, though.
We do.
Hashtag Patreon.
We do, yes. Yes. But, like you go into a bar and just say, hey, I want a vodka cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to grab that well vodka. Whatever it is. Whether it's Nikolai, whether it's... whatever it is. Like, their house, does that differ their house
if,
vodka.
Does that differ if you go to, say... So, if you go to Applebee's, they're going to give you well vodka.
Yes. Unless you say, like, I want a Grey Goose and cranberry.
Okay. But... Am I right?
If you specify, they're going to give you what you ask for.
Am I right in saying that a great bartender will just off the cuff ask you what kind? Because I've had drinks like that before.
Yes, and it also depends on where, like, what bar you're in.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fair enough.
Like if you just go to the bar down the street,
mm-hmm.
and you don't say, hey, I want a Grey Goose and cranberry.
Right.
Or whatever. They're just going to give you whatever they have.
Okay.
Even sometimes restaurants, like if you go in and you ask for whatever, they're going to be like, do you want house vodka or house gin or house rum or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't specify.
Okay.
But I've had a lot of like what they consider house liquors.
Yeah.
That are good. Like I said, like, I love Nikolai.
Yeah. And Nikolai's cheap.
Yes. I pay, like, $15.
Now, I will say bottle, that Grey Goose is my favorite. Mm-hmm. However, I am partial to Sobieski Polish Rye Vodka. It's, I think, $10.99, $11 for 750 milliliters, which ain't too bad. And it's really good. It's smooth. There's really no burn in the nose. And trust me, I'm not a snob for alcohol. Because, like, I'll buy, like, I aspire to attain a bottle of Crystal Head vodka.
Oh, so do I.
One, because Dan Aykroyd owns that company, and I love Dan Aykroyd. But I hear it's actually very good vodka. What was I getting at?
I mean, your more higher-end liquors are going to be, like, better products that they're made with. So
right.
They're going to taste better.
And if I may.
But some of the best drinks I've had, some of the best liquors I've had, are that cheap stuff.
Yeah. If I may, though, like, I'm not a snob. Like, so Stacy likes Amaretto Sours. I'm really not a fan of going and paying $60 for a bottle of Amaretto, for a bottle of Di Serrano.
But I have just...
De Kuyper. I have De Kuyper brand.
I don't have De Kuyper. I have... The bottle looks like a Di Serrano bottle. I don't remember what the...
You know what? Speaking of that, I was in the liquor store last week, and they must have had a clear-and-out sale in Tamaqua of their gallon. It looked like a gallon Di Serrano bottle of Amaretto. It wasn't Di Serrano brand, but I have, what is it? It's not Joaquin's, because Joaquin's is actually a decent brand of alcohol. Make gin, slow gin. They mostly make your mixers, like Grenadine.
Yeah.
And a word about Grenadine, it comes in alcoholic versions and non-alcoholic versions, and guess who just learned that for the first time last week?
Really?
This guy. Didn't know that. Yeah. And I got a giant bottle of Grenadine, $7.99. So, shit does not... You do not have to break the bank to make a home bar.
No.
At all. Like, by my count, you need a handful, and I mean a handful, maybe five or six, either well alcohols, or... Now, does that term apply to any alcohol? Like your well whiskey, or...
Yeah. Okay. It's more of your, like, lower end liquors.
Mm-hmm.
So not your name, like, not like name brand.
Mm-hmm.
Not like your Grey Goose, not like whatever.
Smirnoff. Okay.
All depends. Smirnoff can be like
well
sometimes.
Smirnoff is on the lower end too.
Yeah.
It's one of those mass produced vodkas. I'll tell you, for example, the vodka that I bought last week, Deep Eddy Lemon Vodka. It tastes exactly like lemonade. And I'll tell you what, when you put it in actual lemonade, like a lemonade and this lemon vodka, it's a punch you in the dick amount of lemon, and I fucking love it. And it doesn't taste like there's any alcohol in it. But it's an independent brand, and they only sell it in two sizes. And I think they have regular vodka, normal, just run-of-the-mill vodka. I think they have, like, watermelon, grapefruit, and lemon. That's it. But, by my account, you only need a couple to start a home bar.
Yeah.
You need a vodka.
Yes.
You need a rum.
Yes.
Spiced or white. Doesn't matter. Or both. What the hell ever.
Depends what you like.
And it does depend what you like. However...
Like, I'm not really a spiced rum person.
Me neither, but I do like it in a rum and coke. I think it elevates a rum and coke up. White rum doesn't really do anything for me in a rum and coke. A coconut rum, because that's as versatile of rum as you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
A bourbon / whiskey, maybe a bottle of Jack Daniels. That's a little on the pricey side, but you could go for Ezra Brooks,
yeah.
Kentucky Mash, which I have. And you feel fancy because the cap is a cork. That always makes me feel fucking fancy. You need a tequila. Tequila, well, you should spring for a decent bottle, because the bottle I have is absolute horse shit. Fuck you, Jimmy Buffett, and your Margaritaville tequila. Gross.
Not really a tequila fan, but...
I've heard stories about you and tequila.
Yeah. But if I am buying tequila to make something, I will spend the couple extra bucks to get like good tequila.
And if you're gonna get good tequila, either a tequila blanco or an amber.
Yeah.
What's the amber called? I know it's not called amber.
I don't remember.
But so like okay, so Sauza 901.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake's vodka, or tequila, and by all accounts, it's acceptably priced, and don't taste too bad either. So you got your vodka, you got your bourbon, you got your tequila, you got your rum. Is that it? Four? You should do more than that. Pardon us while we get out the kinks. Now I'm excited. It's like I had a shit day at work today, and it helped to. I created new title cards, and it was just consuming my waking moment today. So that's kind of what we're working with. Like, because now I'm excited. So, all right, let's put it out there. You get a vodka, you get a rum, or two. Spiced?
Yeah.
White. Tequila. Bourbon?
Yes.
A bourbon and, or, either or, a Canadian whiskey or an Irish whiskey.
I like Canadian whiskey.
We know we like Canadian whiskey. # Black Velvet. Because that shit's delicious.
Yes.
And it goes... we discovered that on accident, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Who bought it first? Was it me or you?
You. I never bought Black Velvet.
No, you know what?
I buy Canadian Club.
Okay. No, you know what? I bought it because it was the same title as that Alana Miles song.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my god, Raptor, she's a lesbian. You're a lesbian too. Watch this. But... it turns out Black Velvet Canadian whiskey is fucking great.
Yeah.
And if you just sip it,
it's versatile too.
It's very smooth. It goes good in iced tea. What else have we put it in?
We mix it with sodas.
Apple cider, the Black Velvet, and lemon juice.
Yes.
Boom. Done. You know we can elevate that? Simple syrup. Get that shit in there. So a Canadian whiskey and Irish.
Never buy simple syrup. Make your own.
We'll,
make your own.
Hold on, we'll get there.
Make your own.
So, I like Irish whiskey. I think it's got a little bit more bite to it. I like Jameson, but there are other brands.
Yes.
Jameson just came out with a cold brew whiskey.
I haven't tried it yet, but I
want to try it.
I bought the Jaeger cold brew.
Is there a Jaeger cold brew?
Yes.
No.
I bought the Jaeger cold brew... for the woman, because she's a iced coffee drinker.
Hell yeah.
I went to the liquor store the one day, and, like, I texted her, and I was like, I got you something. She's like, what?
What?
Like, she hates it. So, I'm on my way home, I text her again, and I'm like, you home? She's like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, fine. So, I bought the Jaeger cold brew. Because I bought it in Jim Thorpe.
Now, put a pin in this. Jägermeister is what exactly? Because I don't know what it tastes like. Black licorice. And what I assume the sweat from Satan's man bag.
I hate black licorice, but like,
Is it? It's not a liqueur, is it?
No, it's a German liquor.
Mm-hmm. And make no mistake, the alcohol volume in Jägermeister is such that if you take a shot of Jägermeister or two, and then follow it with seven light beers, you're going to get fucked up. Trust me when I say that. That's happened to me before.
Yeah, I've done a couple shots of Jäger and then, like, sipped on, say, like a rum and coke or something. Yeah. And you could feel it.
Mm-hmm. And the Jägermeister's what's going to hit you first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that gets in your sinuses when you shoot it.
It does.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, it clears up your sinuses so well.
My first shot, my first shot of Jäger, I always have a problem with it because of the taste at first.
Would you say you gag on it? Thanks.
No.
Raptor.
There is no helping you.
Oh.
But my every time, even Sambuca.
See, I've never had Sambuca.
It's, again, black licorice, which I fucking hate.
See, I like black licorice.
I do not. But always, you get Sambuca, you get clear Sambuca.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the brown shit.
Okay.
It's black licorice. It's better chilled.
Okay.
Well,
Jägermeister is better chilled.
Yeah.
You can't drink that shit warm.
Yeah.
Gross.
Sambuca is better chilled, but you don't have to have it chilled.
Okay.
But always that first shot too is what gets me, because at first it has such a strong black licorice flavor to it that, like, I get that, like, it just gets to me.
Yeah.
But after that first shot, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the first shot of those two that I can't stand.
Yeah. Okay, so along with a couple alcohols that we mentioned, you need a vodka, you need a gin. Gin, that's
yeah.
it. You're not a gin fan.
I am not a gin fan.
Okay. I am a gin fan. However, I'm not a slow gin fan.
Slow gin I can do.
Because slow gin... Oh.
What?
Newswatch 16. Arrest made. Kingston police catch another man chatting with a 15-year-old girl.
Huh.
Oh, there's scum everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
I wonder if he's been in contact with our president. Sorry, I'm on a Trump rant today.
Okay.
So, gin. I really don't think it makes a difference what tier of gin you get. A nice, cheap London Dry will do you.
Gin, as much as I don't like it, I think you do have to spend those couple extra bucks to get a kind of like medium tier gin.
Well, I mean, usually the only reason I have gin in the house is to make a Long Island.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite cocktail, by the way. Long Island iced tea. And it's... I didn't get you a fork. Shit.
Or a knife.
Or a knife. I gave Raptor a big hunk of pumpkin where I'm like, I'll get you a fork, and then I hit record again. Carry on, Raptor. Chat. Chat about gin.
Like I said, I'm not really a gin fan. I do like it in...
Yeah, who is? Like, who?
I know, but, like... I can't drink, like, a gin and tonic. That's just too much for me. But I will if it's mixed with other alcohols. Like in a Long Island or...
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then it's not as bad.
That's fair. I feel like we were talking before we went on, and I'm like, I was thinking today, gin and tonic. So, one, if you make it in a rocks glass or a tinier glass than that, two ice cubes, a pony of gin. Not a lot. By the way, a pony is a half an ounce. And then the rest, now tonic water, seltzer water, they're one and the same as they are different. However, if you replace that with some flavored seltzer, like LaCroix.
Yeah.
Gross. Perrier, also gross.
Yeah, it is.
Clear American flavored seltzer, delicious.
Yes.
And it's got a little bit of sugar in it, so it kind of takes that, the bite out of the gin. And if you drip it, not drip it, stream it?
Yeah.
Off of a spoon, it keeps the effervescence.
Yes.
I knew that. I looked that up.
All right.
But not all clear Americans are the same.
No.
So we just do... So cotton candy? No.
There's a cotton candy one?
There's a cotton candy one.
I didn't know that.
No. I don't like cotton candy flavored thing. I don't like cotton candy. Mostly because I have cavities. But I don't... It's way too sweet.
I mean,
and
cotton
even,
candy, like, I can... Like, we took the kids over to Krista's the one day.
Yeah.
And she got a cotton candy machine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she made cotton candy, and, like, I took a little bit, but, and that's fine with me. There's an energy drink called Bang.
Yep, got one in the fridge.
The cotton candy one,
mm-hmm.
It's good.
Is it?
It's not overly sweet.
Yeah.
It has that little bit of, like, you could taste the flavor of it, but it's not like sugar.
Okay.
They are sugar free.
Right.
So it's, you don't get that, you get that sweetness to it, but you don't get, like, that hit of sugar.
Okay. So, the flavored seltzer. So, obviously, cotton candy is a no-no, unless you like that.
Yeah.
So, if, say, black cherry, that's kind of it's a punch flavor. Like, it punches you.
Yes.
But, if you mix that with the juniper in the gin, possibly.
Yes.
Lime-flavored seltzer, lemon-flavored, lemon-lime, Fuji apple.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we got the juice now.
Oh, yeah, we got the juice.
Oh, you want to squeeze me for my juice now? Sorry.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
But a home bar, you need spirits, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need just a few mixers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean just a few. You need a sweet and sour mix, which is $3.49.
Yeah.
And everybody makes it. You could.
And I mean, a lot of things you have too. Like, most people have, like, lemon lime sodas,
mm-hmm.
Sprite, 7-Up, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Coca Cola, Sam's Club, RC Cola.
Yeah. I mean, everyone normally has some kind of soda.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone normally has, you know, whether it's Coke or whatever it is.
Cola.
Yeah.
Standard cola. Root beer.
Lemon lime soda. Sprite, like 7-Up.
Like your soft drinks.
Yeah. Because, anything like that.
So like a root beer float. Cocktail.
Yeah.
Root beer. Vanilla vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang. Then you're done. And maybe a little bit of vodka infused to a cream. And
you can even do
root beer flavored syrup on top.
Like, even do, like, your root beer float.
Mm-hmm.
So have your root beer, but there's also, like, a root beer schnapps, I think?
There's a root beer schnapps, and then there's also Not Your Father's root beer.
Yes.
Which you could probably use in a pinch. It's, like, mm-hmm. $7 for a six-pack.
And they're not bad.
So you need a soft drink mixer. You need your lemon lime.
And juices. Everyone has juices.
Apple juice, orange juice, lemon juice, lime juice. Well, lemon juice and lime juice are different because they're not only mixers, but they're additives as well.
Yes.
So, but you can negate those two.
Yeah.
If you get sweet and sour mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people will tell you to make a lemon sour, which is lemon juice and simple syrup. But in things like a Long Island iced tea, the sweet and sour mix really adds to it because it's not only lemon juice and lime juice, a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of grapefruit juice in there. So that it covers your whole round of citrus fruits. I did see online a blood orange sweet and sour mix.
Ooh.
Which I would fuck with on levels hitherto unknown.
Yeah.
And then you need, like, and simple syrup. Now, you can buy simple syrup. It's a lot easier to make, and it's $4 a bottle. If you have a bag of sugar in your pantry, it's a 2-to-1 ratio, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of water. Stir it, Then put it on the heat. Medium low. Stir it till it's dissolved. Boost up to medium high. Even medium. Bring it to a simmer. Back it off the heat. Let it reduce down till it's that syrupy consistency. Let it cool completely. Put it in a fucking squirt bottle.
Yeah.
65 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And you can infuse it with whatever you like. If you want for a savory cocktail. Now, I'm not a fan of savory cocktails whatsoever. But say you wanted to make a Manhattan on the savory side with a little sprig of rosemary. I don't know if those flavor compounds go well together, but if you wanted to, while you're making that simple syrup, rosemary right in the simple syrup.
Yeah.
Then strain it. Fruits, watermelons, anything that you can think of. Apples.
Yeah.
Do you understand the cocktails you can make with an apple simple syrup? Raptor! simple syrup is an additive in a lot of cocktails.
Yes.
Probably hundreds of cocktails. But that's not to say that you shouldn't get agave nectar, which you should. And that's... Is that expensive?
No.
It's made from the same plant that tequila is made from. But in a good margarita, you're going to want agave nectar.
Yes.
Mm. And not... So I'm a fan of actual margaritas, not the slushy kind. I don't like those. But an actual, like, chilled margarita, yes.
I can do either one.
And as for mixers, other mixers, you need grenadine.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, you could buy it at Walmart with the unalcohol version or get it at the liquor store for a lot cheaper, a lot more volume, and it's only 2% alcohol by volume. So it won't fuck you up. It'll add to the fucking up.
Yes.
But no one in the right mind is gonna shoot grenadine.
People have.
Yeah, but still gross, dude.
Yeah.
That's
all sugar.
Man. And for those of you who don't know, grenadine is a pomegranate. It's made from the pomegranate arils.
Yeah.
Did I use that word right? It's arils, right?
I think so, yeah.
The pomegranate testicles.
I think so.
The pomegranate ovaries. It's made from pomegranate ovaries.
Yes.
So what you do is ostensibly you give the pomegranate a hysterectomy. Well, ooh, wow. Oh, no, we didn't. My computer's just being a douche. So grenadine is...
But also if you get... Say you get grenadine at Walmart.
Yeah.
You can even make, like, if you're having a party, kids' cocktails.
Shirley Temple.
There's no alcohol in it.
Shirley
Temples, you know.
My daughter loves Shirley Temples. Now, I make Shirley Temples with maraschino cherry juice, which you should also have in your bar. But,
You don't have to.
You don't have to. I mean,
if you're trying to do something fancy, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something like...
How do you feel about garnishes? Yeah or nay? Or iffy?
It depends on the drink.
Long Island.
No.
Negroni.
But like if you're having like a mojito, like you need to have that garnish.
Bitch, listen.
you have that margarita, you need to have that garnish. Like
mint julep.
Yes. Like there are some drinks that you have to have that garnish because that's just how it is. But to
let
just
us know, like
garnish anything, like
on a side note, will somebody email me and let me know if they've ever had a mint julep before? Because I have, and they are wonderful cocktails. They're predominantly made in the South, but still, it's made in the South.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson makes a nice mint julep. And then all you need, really, after that, after those mixers and booze, is hardware, which we got for $30. We got a cocktail set. Shaker. Now, there's two kinds of shakers. There's a Boston shaker, which is two cups, and they're both different sizes, and the one goes on side of the other, and you shake it.
Yep.
And the other one is called just a shaker?
Yes.
Okay. But came with a Hawthorne strainer, a bottle opener, ice tongs, which we won't really need those, but Jigger, Pony, and Bottle Spouts. Bottle Spouts you don't really need.
No.
But they make me feel fancy, IEF. So, and Bottle Spouts are wicked cheap. And, like, so, and all you need is hardware. Like, you, and you don't need all the bells and whistles. You don't need a speed gun. You don't need juice bottle, like the white, like, reinforced plastic juice bottles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, you don't need those. If you want to have them, yeah, go ahead, but you don't need them. You need straws, you need napkins, and you need a can-do attitude.
Yes.
Straws, I got a gross of 1,000 for $5.99. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
These black straws, I've been using them for my... I got 1,000 of them.
Why?
I had bought cups and lids to make homemade cold brew coffee.
Okay.
Which I did quite successfully.
All right.
And I did not read the comments that said it was 1,000, and I just bought them.
Okay.
And then 1,000 straws showed up to my door.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, we aim to, one, I mean, the cocktail thing on YouTube has been done before. It has. But if we can show people that you don't have to break the bank to make a good cocktail, and maybe have some alternatives, some derivatives of a cocktail that we like. And with that, so we talked about doing a Patreon.
Yes.
Now, technically, we do have a Patreon right now, because I keep getting emails for it.
Yeah, we just don't have anything really.
We haven't added anything to it. However, this would be the great opportunity to have one. So, put the main show on, and this is all copyright Gold Star Media, Bill and Raptor, don't steal it. So, we have a Patreon, and we have tiers, okay? So, how about first tier, shot. Second tier, rocks. Third tier, Collins. Fourth tier, pitchers. Okay. Or something of the... And then, based on those tiers, you get different content. Personalized cocktails to you. Send us information about yourself. We'll see if we can make a cocktail that caters to you.
Yeah.
Outtakes. Different variations of cocktails. So if we have an episode about a Long Island iced tea, if you want to learn how to make an Adios motherfucker or a Tokyo iced tea, head over to our Patreon and subscribe.
Yeah.
Like that. That seems like a good enough start for me. And we'll, as soon as all this starts to roll in, we'll share links out. I think the two of us can get this done.
Oh yeah,
for sure. We both love alcohol.
Yeah, we do.
And alcohol loves me right back. And we'll. I'm having trouble with the Gold Star Media shop right now. We decided to cancel our Inside You with Bill and the Raptor Teespring account and merge it with just a Gold Star Media store for 14 going on 40, Inside You with Bill and the Raptor, Cypher if that ever comes back, Twinning is a dead issue, so we're not going to do that, but now Spilt Liquor, they'll all have their own stores, and this will be a great way to get merch out there and stuff like that if we start getting views, which I can't imagine we won't with alcohol. So everything that we do, we will put out on social media. I'm fucking excited.
Yeah.
I'm like I even have catchphrases ready.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
For merch. Oh fuck yeah. I'm not gonna tell you what they are right now. But once I put them on some merch, you'll find out.
Alright.
Speaking of cocktails, I have a recommendation.
Okay.
It's a person. On Facebook. I came across one of his videos. His name is Kendall Kindle. He does a web series called Cocktails and Robes on TikTok. And I don't have TikTok, but he puts his TikTok videos on YouTube. Or on Facebook. He is fucking hilarious. And
I think I've seen some of those.
Mm-hmm.
As I scroll through TikTok.
And like, he'll make his own... Oh, you have TikTok?
It's sometimes just a time killer.
Fair enough. Kind of like Candy Crush.
Yeah, you have a sit down and you just scroll through TikTok. Because they're like 30-second to 1-minute videos.
Yeah, it's kind of like Vine.
Yeah. But some of them are fucking hilarious.
He makes cocktails that I assume he makes up himself, but He acts surprised every time one's good. He'd be like, oh, baby, this is good. Like, or be like, oh, bitch, you know this good. He's fucking hilarious. What was the fucking one he said? This tastes like a ball head hoe made that. He starts dancing. So look him up on Facebook, Kendall Kindle. He's a content creator. Well, I'm tired. In between doing all this, because this is going to keep us rather busy, we are still going to do the podcast, so
yes.
Don't think this is going away. It's just another thing that the podcast has provided us to do. The podcast has provided us to do a couple cool things. Some that have fell through, and some that have actually come to fruition. Now that we're actually back in the same room together, we can actually put shit together. So, that being said, what did you say your vacation was?
First week of October.
First week of October. This is great. So we can get some production work done, some test footage done, and get an episode out, and start Patreon and things like that. I'm excited. So other than that, what's been going on with you? You've been working your titties off. If it's worth it. No, I can't. I'm too tired.
Put that thing down.
Stop. I'm so sorry I brought it up.
I mean, other than working, I'm now a family man.
Yeah, which is fucking great.
Yeah. A lot of time with the woman and kids.
Hey.
I fucking adore.
Listen, I think they offer you stability, which I think is a little good for you.
They do.
And her kids are cute.
Oh, they're adorable. They're adorable.
So,
Jack turned 5 last week.
Right on.
She calls him my son. I get a text from her the other day, and I'm gonna have to read it. Let me find it. Sorry. What the fuck is that? That's not what I was looking for. Last week, she texts me and she's like, your son. And I'm like, oh God, what did he do now?
As a father, I totally get that. For sure.
But she's like, your son is now laying on the couch with my laptop, watching Avatar, eating jalapeno chips, screaming, green peppers. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep. Yeah, your son. And then, the other day, I wanted to do something. And, I asked her what she was doing. She's like, I'm currently fighting with your son. He wants a Ryan's toy bag. They were at Walmart.
Oh, God, the fucking, that Ryan's World piece of shit kid.
So anytime he does something, it's your son.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not claiming that one. That one is yours. Little ginger boy. Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
The gingers.
Yeah.
No soul, I hear.
he is adorable. All three of them. They're great kids.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I love them. I really do. It's weird though. Like, I've
well
never wanted kids. and here I am.
Well, my kids love you.
Oh, they do.
They call you Aunt Uncle Raptor all the time.
Yes.
When's Aunt Uncle Raptor coming back? So it's like Sophie specifically wanted to stay up so she could see you tonight. They think the world of you. So I can't see why any other child wouldn't think the world of you.
Like last week, I...
Just because you don't want kids don't mean they don't want you.
I know.
Wisdom from ThinkPen.
Right?
Take it. Then separately, put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. That's, you know what? I'm done. I can't.
Like, last week, last Sunday, they had a surprise birthday party for my grandmother and uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, that's what it was. That's when she was said she was having the fight with my son about the Ryan's toy egg.
Okay.
But I took them with me to this party. And first thing, we walk up, my aunt comes over, like, we were talking, and, like, Jack walks up to her, like, just kind of looks at her, and he's like, I'm five. Like, he's so adorable.
And Lennon then, does that. He doesn't introduce himself by his age. He'll just be like, hi, like, try to get your attention, like, hi, like and then wait for you to say hi.
His birthday was Saturday. We went Sunday, so he was telling everyone that he's five.
Oh, nice.
And then we, like, the kids, like, they went, there was a little playground at the park that they were having the party at, and Jack comes running over to me, and he's like, I gotta poop.
Nice. Yep.
Like, all right, fine,
mm-hmm.
Let's go. So I take him over to the bathroom, and my aunt had said something, or someone had said something, and my aunt's like, yeah, she's like, she doesn't come around, and now she shows up, she has three kids of her own. Like, oh!
Like, you fucking birthed them all. Was
yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Lennon does that, too. He'll be sitting on his tablet, and then he'll shoot up like a bullet from a railgun and be like, gotta poop, Mom, call you when I'm done. Like, oh my god.
But it was so cute. Like, he comes running over to us. And he's like, I had a poop.
God,
like,
to have...
We're like, just chill. He's like, no, I got a poop.
You know, to have the reckless abandonment of a child at our age, I don't hate it. Although, like, we're in our 30s and we'll still be like, got a shit.
Right?
Or as Lennon calls it, gotta take a booch. It's a random one day. He's like, I said I gotta go to the bathroom. He goes, you gotta take a booch, Daddy? And I'm like, excuse me? Where did you learn that word? He goes, I made it up. Booch, is that what you call taking a shit? He goes, what's take a shit? And I'm like, oh, buddy. Poop. He goes, oh, yeah, so pooch. I'm like, okay, yeah. Sophie turns 10 next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. To show fucking put a pin in how long we've known each other. My daughter turns 10.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. I remember when Stacy was pregnant with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
I think I'm in denial about it.
I mean, she's gonna grow up.
I know. She started shaving her legs already.
Oh, God.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, I got in the car one day, and I let her sit up front, and I looked to my right, and I'm like, girl, what you been eating to get fucking hair on your legs? And she was like, what? And I'm like, Sophie, have you asked Mom how to shave your legs? Girl, you need to shave your legs. And she's like, do I? I'm like, so we get back in the house, I'm like, Stacy, tell this girl she needs. So, yeah, she shaves her leg once a week now. And she loves it. It's a girly thing to do. I'm in denial. She has a boy coming to this house every day. We're old.
Yeah, we are.
But on a different note, finally got my teeth fixed. And, it's weird. It's really weird. Do you remember that hole I had in my two front teeth?
Yeah.
See? No longer there.
No.
And it's the weirdest thing. It constantly feels like I have something in my teeth. And I didn't know that the procedure for that was so intensive. Because they gave me about 6 shots of Novocaine. And then they left the room. They're like, all right, few minutes, pal. And they left the room. So I'm sitting there as my lip feels like it's swelling to the size of a fucking hot dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, they come back and they're like, are you numb? And I'm like, so they're like, yep, you're numb. So then it's just constant, like, drilling. And that sound irks me to my bones. Constant drilling. And I kept getting teeth powder in the back of my throat. Like, pulverized teeth powder from the drill.
Yeah, that's the... Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah. But then... And I was... Like, I was convinced that they were going to have to fucking pull one of my teeth. And then they're like, okay, all done. It was about half an hour. And then they're like, you can get up now. I was like, do you have a mirror? And I looked, and it was all gone. And even that hole by my gum line, which I was so worried about, they filled it in. And it looks great. I almost cried. It's not like I was convinced I was going to have to get dentures. And not that dentures are inherently a bad thing, but at my age, they shouldn't be a thing. So, I can actually smile in pictures now, which I don't really like my picture taking all that much anyway. But, yeah, now I do have to go back to get 7 more fillings, because...
I have to get, one of my... I've had work done on my teeth the past 2 years, but my front tooth, which I broke when I was younger, riding my bike, I fucking face planted into the curb.
Ooh.
Cracked my tooth, and then I ended up breaking that one a couple years ago.
Was that the one on your side?
No, that's
because you had a broken one on your side.
I still do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my front tooth. I ended up breaking that one again, and then I went back, got that fixed, and then got a bunch of, like, cavities and, like, some other, like, broken teeth and all that fixed, too. But there's another piece that broke, so I gotta go get that fixed again. But they keep canceling my appointments.
Yeah.
So...
Where do you go?
It's a place on Inley Heights on 9th Street.
Is that Mahoney Valley Oral Health?
No.
Okay.
So I gotta get that fixed, but it's been fixed so many times that it's going, at some point, it's gonna have to, she pretty much told me, like, I'm gonna need, like, a crown on it and all that, yeah. So.
The tooth that was the problem in my front, then when they were done, they were like, listen, that cavity was very bad. We gave it some medication, we packed it full of crap, and we filled it. It should be okay, but if it gives you any trouble, you need to contact us immediately. So then I'm start freaking out. I'm like, what'd you pack it with? They're like, you don't need to worry about that. I'm like, what? You can tell me what you put in my body? But, I'm happy. It's Aspen Dental, that big chain of dentists.
Yeah.
And because I had to apply for credit to pay for it all, it's paid in full. So now I have to go. It's not even like I can cancel. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because now I'm paying it like I pay a credit card. They do great work. They're all nice. The receptionist listens to the show, which I wish she didn't. I really wish she didn't. So, if you are listening to this, hey, thanks for fixing my grill. I'm really happy with the work. I can actually bite ice cream with my 2 front teeth, which I have not been able to do in 25 years. So, I'm a happy camper. I can't complain. They shaded my teeth perfectly with the cigarette stains, which I appreciate. I really do. I go back on October 1st for more fillings. But if it's anything like this one, it was pretty smooth. So I hate the dentist. I think everybody hates the dentist.
Yeah.
I can't complain. I've brushed my teeth more in the past 2 months than I have in the past 30 years. I guess that's saying something. But I never got really into a good routine of brushing my teeth. So, kids, brush your teeth so you don't have to get fucking $2,000 worth of work done to my to your mouth. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
I think we've thoroughly filled an hour. I'm excited about the cocktail show. I'll be working on more title cards and variants and things like that. Because that's my joy. I like being a tech guy. So if we don't have anything else, keep your ears and eyes posted for the Spilt Liquor Instagram and Facebook pages. They'll be up soon, with content leading up to our first episode. Keep your eyes on the website. We'll be taking that down to redesign that shortly. And keep listening to Inside You with Bill and the Raptor. We appreciate everyone who listens. And thanks for hanging in there through all this COVID crap and us taking breaks and whatnot. It means a lot. And our numbers still go up. And people still listen. So we thank every single one of you. While you're at it, go listen to 14 Going on 40. Our cohorts from Chicago, Illinois. Melissa and Andrea, their podcast is the tits.
I gotta catch up. I'm so far behind on, like,
they got Mean Girls. They did Mean Girls.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Melissa did tell me the other day that they are reserving the faculty for a foursome.
Yes.
And I told her, I was like, under no circumstances are you to do the faculty without us. And she goes, it has been noted more than once. More along the lines of, shut the fuck up, Bill, we know. So...
I'm a couple episodes behind. I will admit I haven't had time to listen to anything. I'm so far behind in everything I listen to. I gotta catch up. I really gotta catch up.
We know Andrea and Melissa quite well now, and they're the best people.
They really
are the best people. And Melissa is a teacher struggling with this virtual horseshit, so she's doing the Lord's work. So. Go to 14going40.wixsite.com and give her a shout out, or go to their Facebook page at 14going40pod and give them a shout out, and give her a shout out, and give Andrea a shout out. She has a day spa that's trying to operate in this horseshit.
Yeah,
and doing the Lord's work again. So, go listen to 14going40, available wherever your podcasts are published, and Inside You with Bill and the Raptor is available wherever you get your podcasts. We're also available on Pandora, so keep those numbers up, please.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A. and InsideYouPodcast.com while it's still up for now, and Facebook at InsideYouPodcast, Instagram at InsideYouPodcast, Twitter at InsideYouCast, InsideYouWithBillAndRaptor, InsideYouWithBillAndRaptor at Yahoo.com, put us InsideYou@gmail.com for InsideYou. I'm Bill.
Raptor.
And keep coming back. It works if you're worth it. And you're worth it. Have a good night.